Weather Brains 101 with Professor Peters.
Anyone interested in weather and our atmosphere faces a big challenge due to the fact that air is invisible. Air responds much the same way a fluid such as the oceans respond, except that we just can't see it. That makes it tough to forecast what it is going to do. The Earth's atmosphere is that layer of gases surrounding the planet and held in place by the Earth's gravity. The atmosphere contains roughly 78.1% nitrogen, 20.9% oxygen, 0.9% argon, 0.04% carbon dioxide, trace amounts of other gases, and a varying amount of water vapor that averages around 1%. This mixture of gases is commonly referred to as air. The atmosphere acts as a shield to protect life on Earth by absorbing ultraviolet solar radiation and reducing temperature extremes between day and night. The atmosphere slowly becomes thinner and fades into space, so there's no definite boundary between the atmosphere and outer space. 3/4 of the atmosphere's mass is within about 7 miles of the planet's surface. In the United States, people who travel above an altitude of 50 statute miles are designated astronauts. An altitude of about 75 miles, or roughly 400,000 feet, marks the boundary where atmospheric effects become noticeable during re-entry. The atmosphere is characterized by a number of properties, including temperature, pressure, density, movement in 3 dimensions, and humidity. But I find it interesting that one of the smaller elements, water vapor, is one of the elements meteorologists spend a great deal of time trying to figure out. Now that certainly clouds the picture. Got a question about the weather? Just send it to question@weatherbrains.com.